have struggled with perfectionism far longer than I think I'd like to admit. However, I do want to say that my struggle with perfectionism is not one where I will overcompensate and do my best, even if it costs me my sanity. I now understand and can recognize when my executive functioning is shit at times. Like, literally, I will look at something I know I have to do and not do it. But what I'm saying is, like, I struggle with perfectionism, but I've never tried to be perfect because it always seems so unattainable. So if anything, I'm more like coloring outside of the lines, fucking it up, even though I know that I want it to be perfect. Like, the more that I focus on something that I want to be perfect, the less likely I am to do that thing. So, the way that's relevant is that I have been shaming myself so long for not having a structure. When it comes to this podcast, I've completely let it go. But a practice I've been doing for myself for the past, I would say, year, is understanding that the moment I have the comment in my head where it's like, I need a structure, I need this to be perfect, is the moment that I've already failed and, like, preemptively shamed myself. And I don't work well in shame. Shame for me, once I step in it, it's like quicksand. It things just won't get done. And that's the truth. So as hard as it is to understand this about myself sometimes, I truly thrive when I don't feel obligated to something. And, like, doing this episode now, I was crying earlier. There's a lot emotionally going on. But I just thought, like, I want to do this. And I need this structured non-structure where it's like the opportunity always has its arms open and kind of like saying, well, whenever you're ready, honey, just come back. And so, like, I try and think of it that way. And that's why I'm talking to you. This is, I don't think this is the first episode of 2022, but it might be. I don't remember. Fuck it. But welcome to the first episode for 2022 of The Funny Prostitute. I'm Danielle. I don't know if I can say former. No, not former anymore, I guess. I'm not prostitute. I don't know. Escort. It's been a long time since I've, like, actively escorted. But I got more into, like, spicy pictures, whatnot. Not gonna do bad. I still have the same ideas of what I wanted this to be about. And now there's so many podcasts about everything, and I'm so glad that so much information that's, like, sex worker positive is more available. But sometimes it does kind of itch at me. It's like, Danielle, you really could have, you had an up on the market, but you didn't take it, you know. But hey, I think that's been a recurring lesson in my life, where it's like, I see something and I have a gut feeling that I should go with it, and do something about it, and then I end up not doing anything about it, because I guess in the back of my mind, like, it's not the right time, or, you know what, it'll come back and it'll be there for me again, and then it's not. I come to find out that it is not. Life is exhausting, my friend. And, I mean, life in itself, in and of itself, will unapologetically, objectively, just beat you down. And, I mean, since I don't have a god, I don't have a religion I can, like, kind of lean on to make sense of this chaos, I have just been thinking that, I mean, the bad shit that happens, it's not because there's a higher being or a weird force behind it. It's literally just life. Just life. Nothing else. And at times it is not comforting. And then there are other times where it's like, oh yeah, I get it. Gotta flap before I gotta go to work. I get it. Just try and self-regulate, you know, as much as you can. Cry whenever you can. Like, I cry a lot nowadays. And I just think that I'm making up for lost time, because as much as I think back on the first round, I considered those 3 years, the first round of escorting sex work, like, I don't remember many times being able to cry. I knew that there was something wrong, because there was of course the dysfunction in my marriage, like hiding the work that I did, especially in the beginning before it was found out, and then there was the dysfunction after of having a partner who was willing to accept the money but then also chastise for the deed that made it. So, like, I remember feelings, but I remember them more so like the way you would remember, like, a newspaper article. Like, you read about it, but you weren't there. And now I try and be more patient with myself, because all the times that I get sad and cry, I'm just thinking, well, you didn't really do that for 3 years. You suppressed as much as you could, and you just tried to move forward. And I try to keep, like, a neutral tone in my head about it that way, because, well, it's easy to shame. Like, I don't know if you notice in your head, but shaming is something that I feel that, especially if you grew up in a religion, it's so easy. It's almost like breathing. And the way I thought it was bullshit when I would see, like, TikToks or different videos where people would be like, oh, the way you talk to yourself is really important. But it's true. Because I think, now, mind you, all progress, it can easily be taken back. It's something that has to constantly be kept up. But I think a small amount of progress that I've made since even the decision of getting into sex work, or even the decision when I was just, like, felt like I felt completely done with it, is that I'd like to be kinder to myself. I want to talk nicer to myself. It's okay to have patience with myself. and the progress, what I meant to say, I'm sorry, is that I hear it. I can hear it in my head. The difference of me being kinder and less about, well, Danielle, you should. And more like, Danielle, it's okay. It's a small win, but it is a very vital one that I am aware, like I said, has to be maintained. And even then, sometimes the fucking idea of having to go through these cycles and learning these lessons again and again, like at with different perspectives you have, especially as you age, fuck, it is exhausting. It's exhausting. I was just thinking about it earlier, trying to get my kids to bed, and I just felt so tired. Not physically, just mentally. Like, I gotta fucking do this shit all the time. No wonder so many people are like, just in general, like, our bodies, our brains, like, everything is wired to just kind of do the same thing over and over again, to live on autopilot. Because living consciously, now when I say consciously, I don't mean the yogi eating overnight oats, those stupid but still not nice ASMR videos of like somebody eating clean, so to speak, like that stupid thing. Like, that's not what I mean. Well, living consciously is, I guess for me, it has been, I'm trying to find the words, which that's also been a harder thing for me. Ugh. I think of it like, literally in every single moment, I am just aware of the fact that I am deciding things, and it's like A, B, or C. It's like, lose your shit, or don't, or, and then you're also like weighing, like, all in like a split second, you're just weighing the options of like what you should do, what has happened to you in the past, and why you might be more inclined to do something like right off the bat, and like what would be better for you. And it is very hard. It's so hard. Like, I would, if I wasn't so afraid of like going into psychosis and never coming out from smoking, I would just smoke. I've met a couple of people, like one person that's close to me, he smokes like a fucking chimney. I mean, the man has real CPTSD, real PTSD, from his chores that he did, from his life in general. I understand seeking that relief, but I mean, that, like I said, that's not the path that I feel like I'm comfortable with. But sometimes I'm just like, you know what, I should definitely become an alcoholic or do drugs, because I need some relief from myself. I need a break from myself. I don't know. I still gotta go to the doctor and see if maybe it's ADHD. Something. Oh my god. Why the fuck do I feel itchy? This part of my life, it reminds me of, which Resident Evil movie was it? It was the one where they're in the desert. Like, things are pretty calm down. They have a way of life. It's definitely not what it used to be. This is like post-apocalyptic for sure, but it's also like just not overall chaotic. Was one with like the really creepy sand guys that were let out? I don't know, I think of it that way. And I don't know, it's just kind of it. It's like it has its obstacles. They're kind of different. You have a different outlook. It's a different movie. But sometimes, like, when you're able to, like, distance yourself and you can see that movie playing in the movie that you had before, oh my god, I'm just going back to it. It's exhausting. I hope this made sense. Because I know, like, me and words coming out of my mouth these days, it keep me track of my thoughts. It's lucky forget it. But I can't talk like that too much, because since my mom, at only 52, got Lewy body dementia, that genuine fear of not having my mind and not being aware of that, it's absolutely terrifying. It's caused me to have sleep problems when, honestly, I've never had sleep issues. I remember always being able to sleep well. Always. And now, even when I'm really tired, I just feel like there's an enemy at bay or something. And sometimes I wonder if it's that fear of me losing myself so young and my kids not having their mom, being consumed with a disease that I can't control and I'm not even aware of. And also, like, the many nights that I forced myself to stay awake in order to work in the spas. Like, you put yourself in an environment long enough, even when you get out, you don't realize how much it will affect you throughout your entire life as you go on, especially as you distance yourself from it. No one just... I'm not unscathed. And that is a really important thing to stress to anybody who is doing sex work in the United States that isn't in Nevada. It is... And I know I've said it before, but I'll say it again. I don't know why I always say that. Ugh. Gets on my nerves, but I can't help it. It's just my way of recalling. You go into it thinking it's just gonna be fast money, and then you come out on the other side completely different. And I know that the goal in life is to never just stay the same. Even though, I mean, like, honestly, even my brain craves stability and, like, monotony. Ugh. Humans are so weird. But you come out different. I don't know if you really understand. I think that you need to see many different types of stories of how people have been molded after being in the industry, whatever part of the sex industry they were in. And I'm only talking about the consenting type, okay? Because being trafficked in the sex industry is a whole different fucking ballgame that I have no experience in. And I will never pretend like I know. And I can only throw so many stats, but it's not even scratching the surface. But, I'm changed forever. I feel like it has changed me, like, on a molecular level. Some of it is good. Some of it is not so good. And I try and balance in between and not fall deeper into one than the other. And sometimes I wonder, like, how much do I actively, like, romanticize the work? Because I feel like I broke myself in a couple weeks ago, actually. An old client reached out to me, and I did see them very quick, but seeing this person, how they remembered me and how I would usually act versus how I've been recently, I'm still trying to understand if that interaction was a positive one. I came out kind of relieved because I felt like I was reliving an old part of me. Like, yeah, that's the Danielle. Like, I sometimes do really miss that Danielle, that even though she was kind of robotic and still chaotic, she pushed through so many things. Like, inhibitions were not really in the top three of my vocabulary. I feel a lot more safer and a lot more risk averse now than anything else. But I don't know, just I'm still trying to think about it, like still processing it versus being able to like constantly doing it and I guess not processing it at all. Like I thought that positive thing of like, yeah, it's just kind of like the old Danielle. I feel like I'm getting myself back, sort of, but then I also know the negatives of what getting that old self back is. And then I think about, well, like, this doesn't really make me feel, doesn't make me feel that good right now, because I mean, I don't know, just don't. I mean, I was very lucky that this person, even though it's a transactional rendezvous, this person is still, I mean, they're not ugly. They seemed like a pretty decent, polite person. So it wasn't like I was absolutely disgusted, but I do realize now that the tolerance for creepy schmucks in order to get money that I had before is just like,